From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. John Kerry says he's outraged by an airstrike on a Syrian children's hospital in Aleppo, and he directly blames President Bashar al-Assad's forces. John Kirby is a U.S. State Department spokesman.
The details and the circumstances of the attack are still coming in, but it sure bears all the hallmarks of the kinds of strikes that the regime has done in the past on treatment facilities and, frankly, on first responders.
At least 20 children and doctors were killed, including the last pediatrician working in rebel-controlled areas of Aleppo. United Nations envoy Stéphane de Mistura says the February cessation of hostilities that he helped negotiate, quote, hangs by a thread and could totally collapse at any time. Secretary Kerry is calling on Russia, Assad's top ally, to use its influence to get him to stop the attacks. For more on that, Zlata Kihok reports.
The United States urged Russia to use its influence to pressure Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to stop the attacks. But U.S. Senator John McCain, a Republican from Arizona, said Moscow is using Syria to test its modernizing military.
Despite Putin's pledged withdrawal from Syria, Assad's forces, backed by Russia, now appear poised to retake Aleppo. Meanwhile, advanced Russian military capabilities remain in Syria, enhancing Putin's ability to project power beyond the region.
Russia denies involvement in the Aleppo hospital bombing and claims a plane from an international coalition dropped the bombs. The coalition air raids are targeting Islamic State terrorists who have used the war to capture a swath of Syrian territory as they strive to create an Islamic State. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
From Washington, this is VOA. A judge in South Africa said on Friday that a 2009 court decision to drop nearly 800 corruption charges against President Jacob Zuma was irrational and called for the case to be re-examined. The court initially made the decision to drop the charges based on phone intercepts presented by Zuma's defense team. They say the charges may have been part of a political plot against Zuma, and the court's decision not to pursue the charges allowed Zuma to run for president. The recent court decision Friday is likely to increase calls for Zuma's resignation. On March 31st, South Africa's top court ruled that Zuma violated the constitution after he used state funds to add a swimming pool and amphitheater to his private residence. The court ordered Zuma to repay part of the $20 million he spent on home improvements, not related to security. The Pentagon has disciplined 16 military personnel, including a two-star general, for their role in last year's mistaken airstrike on a hospital in Afghanistan that killed 42 people. Doctors Without Borders called the attack relentless and brutal. The airstrike occurred during an intense battle in Kunduz after Taliban militants had seized the city. A military report determined that the U.S. forces involved in the airstrike mistook the hospital for another compound that was serving as a Taliban headquarters. Officials have said the accident was caused by human error and that many chances to avert the incident were missed. With a referendum on the United Kingdom's membership in the European Union coming in June, the Australian government urged the British people not to leave the EU. Phil Mercer reports.
Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop believes it's in her country's best interest that Britain remains a part of the European Union. As a bloc, the EU is Australia's largest source of foreign investment and is its second largest trading partner after China. Negotiations towards an eventual free trade agreement are underway. But some Australian politicians are urging Britain to leave the EU because membership would force the nation to cede control of its borders and laws. Britain's future in Europe will be decided at a referendum on June 23. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
In other British news, Britain's foreign secretary met with Cuban officials Thursday to discuss trade and tourism ties with the communist country. It marks the first visit of its kind since 1959. Upon landing in Cuba late Thursday, Philip Hammond said that Britain is ready to strengthen its ties with Cuba and signed several cooperation agreements on energy, education, and financial services. Hammond said he wanted enhanced bilateral cooperation underpinned by increased trade. From Washington, I'm Steve Karish. This is VOA.
That's the latest world news from VOA.